Top two Republican candidates for mayor today argued over topics ranging from firefighter safety on 9/11 to the safety of kittens recently rescued from subway tracks. WNYC's Jessica Gould reports on their last televised debate of the primary campaign.
The first questions from the moderators were for Joe Loda about his role as deputy mayor of operations under Rudy Giuliani in the run-up to 9/11. Did he have responsibility for any of the communications problems experienced by first responders? What of the decision to locate the Office of Emergency Management at a known terror target?
Monday morning quarterbacking is a really, really weird thing. This is the same building that the Secret Service was located in. This was the same building that the Central Intelligence Agency was located in the city of New York. It is the same building that the Federal Reserve Bank had its open market committee. It was said to be the most secure building in the city of New York.
Loda touted his performance in the aftermath of the attacks, getting food delivered to the city, garbage picked up, and welfare checks sent out. But Gristiti's owner John Katsimatidis was happy to pile on.
You take credit for 9/11, you also have to take care of the wrong items in 9/11. They had the ability to fix those phones from 1993 to the year 2000. And it took them 7 years to change the phone system. Wrong.
Then the questions came for Katsimatidis about a more recent performance. In a debate 2 weeks ago, Katsimatidis said if his son was stopped and frisked, he'd want to know what he had done to provoke it, whether he had acted funny or dressed funny. Katsimatidis was asked to elaborate.
You know, if he had his pants half down with his underwear showing, if he had his hat turned backwards, you know, just walking down the street as if you were drunk or, you know, just walking funny. That's what I meant.
Throughout the debate, Katsimatidis lobbed questions at Loda, but Loda opted not to ask Katsimatidis anything, saying his opponent simply makes up the answers he wants to be true. The two did agree on one thing. Both said public advocate Bill de Blasio would be a bad choice for the city. Moderators asked the candidates to respond to Mayor Bloomberg's comments in New York Magazine that de Blasio's campaign was divisive and racially charged. Katsimatidis said de Blasio is a friend.
But I think he is radical, and I think he is wrong.
Loda, meanwhile, said the public advocate wasn't running a racist campaign.
However, I have said that he's running a campaign based on class warfare.
Then, with only minutes left, the debate turned to one of the most controversial issues of the campaign, whether or not subways should have been stopped to save two kittens trapped on the tracks. Loda has said the subways shouldn't have been halted, but he denied that he's anti-kitten.
Let's talk about the real facts here. First off, as you all know, I have pets. I love pets. I grew up with cats.
In fact, he said kittens are smart enough to run away when they're threatened. Then he made his own exit and headed straight for a press conference with Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor whose role is already being debated. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.